Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 126 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I'm here to help you answer your online business questions 5 days a week. Today, we have a great question from Matthias. But before we get to that, I want to thank today's show sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks.com. The easy cloud accounting solution helping millions of small business owners save time invoicing and get paid faster. You can try FreshBooks right now for free. Just go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a free trial. It's seriously the best thing you could do for your business if you haven't or never explored any sort of accounting or financial organization options. I only wish I started sooner because before I was using Excel, it was completely disorganized. And seriously, once I got hooked up with FreshBooks, it changed everything. So again, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section for a free trial. Okay, now let's get to today's question from Matthias.
Hi, Pat. I'm Matthias Homber, a professional music photographer and the founder of howtobecomearockstarphotographer.com. I have written an ebook where I give a step-by-step manual on how to start out as a music photographer until you get to the point where you can join your favorite rock band on tour to shoot exclusive material. And I'm also selling this on my new homepage that launched last week. Since I also have a blog integrated into my site, I would like to know your opinion about how to promote your blog posts. So once you are done with the blog post, do you send it through all your social media channels like Facebook or Twitter? How often do you do this to reach an international audience? Is it okay to post the blog post twice per day? How many days in a row would be a good option to post? Or are there special days like Tuesdays or Thursdays to do this? Or are you using Facebook ads for this particular purpose? I would appreciate your help on this topic because I want to get my blog post out as efficient as possible. So thanks so much, Pat, for your help, and keep up the awesome work. You have really changed my life with your podcast. Rock on.
Matthias, thank you so much for your question. And first of all, I just got to say and commend you on the awesome niche that you're in. I think that's super cool that you're doing professional photography for musicians. You're helping people capture those wonderful moments on stage. And I just love the domain name that you have. Now, to answer your question, I'm going to talk and just mention this thing. If you only tweet or only Facebook status updates, or only share on LinkedIn or wherever you are primarily on social media, if you only share your new content, whether it's a blog post, a podcast episode, or a video, if you only share that once to your audience, you're not going to hit all of your audience. You're going to do your audience a disservice by only sharing it once. Now, I understand people are worried about overwhelming their audience. I understand that people are worried about oversharing with their audience and being annoying. I get that. However, you have to also understand that due to the way social media works and the fact that it's moving so fast, the fact that there's a lot of noise out there in social media, people are going to miss or not even see those shares if you only share one time. So it's a great idea to share a post or share a podcast episode or share a video or whatever else that you post online multiple times. You want to do that. Yes, it is okay to post two times a day. And I think even more. Now, it depends on which platform as well. I think different platforms call for different amount of frequencies. For example, Twitter. I've seen people, and it seems to be okay that if you update your audience, you know, three or four times a day, spread throughout the entire day, not obviously within an hour, because then people are seeing those messages, especially if they don't have many people that they're following. They see the same message over and over and over again, four times a day within an hour. That's quite often. But if you spread it throughout the whole day, not only do you remind people who even may have seen it earlier to go and check out the post, to remind them that it's something important that they should check out, but not everybody is on Twitter at the same time of the day. So there's a few tools I want to mention in regards to Twitter specifically that will help you understand when you should be posting and even how often. First of all, you just want to consciously keep track of the clicks and the click-through rate for the times that you're posting and how often. So there's a couple tools in regards to that. The first one is Twiriad. It's like period, but with TW at the beginning. So Twiriad.com. That'll help you understand what time of day is best or that you will reach most of your audience. What it does is it sort of analyzes your audience really quickly. You put in your Twitter handle and it analyzes your audience and tells you what times a day most of them are on. And it's based on when they are also tweeting. So you can understand what times of day are best for you to post. And then you could use a tool like BufferApp.com, or there's a new one actually, MeetEdgar.com, to schedule posts in advance during the day for those particular times. So that's like a 1-2 perfect combo right there. So that's Twiriad.com and also BufferApp.com. And then there's this new one by Laura Roeder, which is great, which you can check out at MeetEdgar.com. It's sort of like BufferApp, except it does category-specific. You have to read the description, so it's hard to explain. You're right here on the air. But so those things are important. And also just testing, trying different things and keeping track. And you could use also for those links, you could use a tool called Bitly, so bit.ly, to help you keep track of the number of times people click through. Now, another strategy, especially on Twitter, especially if you're going to follow my advice and post the same post 3 to 4 times throughout the day, which I would do that day that you post that. I think 3 or 4 times a day for new content is okay. And then maybe posting once for something older is okay as well, once or twice throughout the day. And again, you can schedule those posts in BufferApp as well. But going back to what I was going to say, if you're posting multiple times during the day, you want to mix up your messages. You can post the same link to that piece of content that you're promoting, but I would mix up the message just to not make it as repetitive for those who are seeing it over and over again. So for instance, if I'm posting a blog post, you could say, hey, brand new blog post, check it out here. You will want to elaborate a little bit. The second one can be, wow, 45 comments in 3 hours. Amazing. Now, obviously, you can't schedule that ahead of time, but you know, using social proof is another way to add another flair or piece of you know, something interesting to that particular tweet in order to get people to click through, whether they've seen that first time that you promoted it or not. You could also talk, you know, just phrase it in different ways. That's what I would recommend. So how many days in a row was your next question? I sort of talked about that already. I think for brand new posts, you could do it more often. And for older posts, you could bring those back into the spotlight every once in a while. I know a lot of people who recycle old content on social media every once in a while, and it's great. I mean, especially you want to understand what your most popular posts are, your most helpful value-adding posts are, and you want to share those, especially because new people are following you every day on Twitter and you want them to see your best content as well. And it's always a good reminder for people who have seen your stuff before, because even if they've read it, if they know it's good, they're going to share it and you'll get retweets and those sorts of things. So it can help take it off, or help it take off even further by utilizing the sharing options if you mix up your messages and the content's good, whether the post is new or old. Now, on Facebook, however, I believe it is a little more, as far as etiquette is concerned, it's a little more frowned upon to post the same thing multiple times during the day and even during the week. You want to be a little bit more conscious about how often you're posting and the response you get from your audience. And also understand that Facebook has, you know, especially even more than Twitter. I mean, with Twitter, people are going to miss your messages because they're not on Twitter at the time that you post it, which is why I recommended to post it several times during the day. Just people aren't on all the time. So when people aren't on, they're not going to see those messages from hours ago because other messages have come in between the time that you posted and the time that they've come on. But with Facebook, people aren't going to see it because of the EdgeRank algorithm that Facebook has. On average, and this is quite sad, on average, I believe the number is 6%. If you have a Facebook page, 6% of your audience will actually see your post. And that's quite depressing. Of course, that could go much higher. I believe mine on average is about 33% because I've just worked on engaging with my community. The more you can get your community on Facebook, on your Facebook page, to respond, to leave comments, to share, to like, the higher your EdgeRank score will be, the more often your posts are going to show up in people's news feeds. There's also the idea of using link share posts as opposed to just posting. You know, just look up link share posts on Facebook. That's the one where you paste in a link to your content or somebody else's content, and it automatically places a nice larger image. The title becomes clickable, and then the little description that is from the metadata on that post shows up underneath that. Those tend to be seen more on Facebook than just regular links and just other pieces of content. But you don't always want to be posting links on Facebook either. You want to ask questions. You want to engage. You want to get people involved. And those are great ways to improve that EdgeRank score. And I think for Facebook, this is how I approach it. When I come out with a new post, I post it on Facebook once. And I hope that the popularity of it, the EdgeRank, I guess you could say, score that I have now, has given it the ability for many people to see it and share it. And I try to craft it in a way that it is shareable. And I even ask people to share it for me. I think that's okay. I don't do it more than two or three times that week because people will likely, if they've seen it once at the top of their newsfeed, they're going to see it again. So I really rely on sharing and engagement on Facebook specifically. And there's Facebook ads, of course, which you could do. And I think Facebook ads are a great idea if you have a budget for that. And also you have to be conscious about the posts that you're promoting or the content that you're promoting and which ones you feel really deserve to get in front of more of your audience. Because you could do a couple things. You could boost your posts so that it goes from that 6% or whatever the percent might be as far as your EdgeRank score is concerned and show it to more people. And you can show it to friends of people who are liking your page. You could even target people who like other specific pages or other specific interests related to that particular post. A good example for you is when I promoted, what was it, episode 96 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, which you can check out at smartpassiveincome.com/session96. This was an interview with Corey Huff, who was talking about how artists can make a living online. So what I did was I actually boosted that post that I put on Facebook. It was a link share post, had a nice piece of artwork on there, really eye-catching, and I paid Facebook a couple hundred dollars to boost that post and show it and have it target people who are in artist communities. So people who liked different art companies, people who were students of particular art schools, things like that. And it did really, really well. It was shared hundreds of times. Hundreds of thousands of people saw it, which of course meant hundreds of thousands of people came back to my blog, which was amazing. It was really cool. And so, and that, just side note, that was a really interesting post because when recording that, I was like, wow, am I niching myself too much by just targeting this particular episode to artists? But I remembered a post that Derek Halpern posted on socialtriggers.com that was directed toward spas and massage parlors, and because he had talked about a story about how he went into a massage parlor and they just didn't give him a good reason to come back, that post of his went viral in the massage community, And as a result, just exploded and gained him a whole mess of new people in his audience. Same thing happened to me. By really niching down and focusing specifically on the artist community, even though that content was very useful for everybody else, just because I niched it down, it kind of took off in that community, and it went really well. And finally, Matthias, to answer one of your final questions, I think, as far as are there special days that you could promote your content, whether Tuesday or Thursday. Well, for podcasts specifically, and I've heard from John Lee Dumas, and we've done a lot of testing, both of us, obviously, because we've just had so many episodes come out. Tuesdays and Thursdays, actually, funny that you mentioned that, are great days for posting podcasts specifically. For me, on my blog at smartpassiveincome.com, I know personally that Monday is the best day to post a new blog post, a written blog post. And that's just something I've learned over time. So that's something that you're going to have to test out and measure over time. And it's going to take a little bit of time for you to understand, but you'll get that general feeling of when your audience will expect your written content, when your podcast episodes have the most juice, and so on and so forth. So, Matthias, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for it. I think it's going to help out a lot of people today. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. And, of course, if you're listening to this episode and you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask a question right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter show name Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you'll get a free trial. I seriously, if you're doing invoices, if you're doing anything related to keeping track of finances and you're not doing it on FreshBooks, you are doing yourself a disservice. You can create professional looking invoices. You can capture and track expenses, plus get real time business reports with just a couple of clicks. It's an award winning cloud based software, so it's good on any sort of device that you have, and you can do it from anywhere. Again, if you go to getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat, and you get a free trial there. And of course, I want to end with a quote. As I always do, I know you guys are liking these quotes because I see tweets with these every day, which is awesome. This quote is from somebody unknown. There's a lot of these coming lately, but these are great quotes. I only wish I knew who I could give credit to. But this is a short, sweet one, but it's totally relatable to today's episode. And that is, that which is measured improves. That which is measured improves. Love that quote. How can you improve something if you don't measure it? You have to measure. You have to track. You have to understand what's working and what's not, so you can improve on what's not and do more of what is working. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.